All right, here we go in 3, 2, 1. Hey, folks, it's Marcus Allen. It is almost 8 o'clock on Thursday, February 11, 2021. We are once again simulcasting this on with Tim from fakeologist.com and FakeOTube. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Marcus.
And we have Andrew from somewhere near Boston, Massachusetts, who is an exclave backer and a good foil for me. He is my fact checker extraordinaire, and I consider him a very good friend of mine. Hello, Andrew.
Oh, hey, Mark. Thank you. I will do my best to live up to that.
Well, sure.
Do you reciprocate?
He hasn't said a friend yet. I'm not looking for that. I don't have many friends.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't talk to you on a weekly basis if I, you know.
Yeah.
I know some people put a delineation between real world friends and virtual friends, and I think there's some validity to that.
Sure.
Someday, maybe, hopefully, we'll get to meet in person and
No, you said the wrong. No, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I'm going to do a John LeBon and disagree with you. No, it's not going to be a maybe. It's going to be, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. So it's not a maybe.
And there'll be a Long Island iced tea in there.
Yes, there will. Of course there will. So I want to start with some really upsetting news.
Okay.
Yesterday, my wife told me that my father-in-law, who's the only grandparent left that my family talks to for the most part, is taking the vaccine this morning.
Oh, dear.
And there's nothing that can be done to change his mind. I don't know if he took it. It did snow here. We were all hoping that maybe the snowstorm would cancel the appointment. I get very upset with my wife because there's conditions. If he dies, then I have to take care of his dog because I'm the only one who can. And
the dog. Okay.
And that totally wrecks my freedom. Like, I go away all the time. We go away on the weekends, and that's the only reason we don't have a dog. We love dogs. Exclave is going to be dog central. But until then, I don't have the room for a dog. I don't have the wherewithal for a dog. I don't have the
– Just shoot it.
I was thinking that. I didn't want to come out and be insensitive, but since you said it, yeah, we'll just shoot it.
What kind of dog?
A lab, chocolate lab, I think.
Here's another terrible thing to say. Just – let him run loose around a Chinese restaurant. Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry. All the Chinese
listeners. You just defended all the one Chinese people who listen to us. Yeah.
I have no Chinese hits on my website. I guess the paywall really worked. Or the paywall. I guess the Great Wall of China. Great
Was that a Freudian slip, Tim?
Yeah, really. I guess the Great Firewall of China exists because once in a blue moon, I see a Chinese flag on my hits, but it's so rare.
Yeah, me too. The only time I get a Chinese hit is when it's Google. Google pretends that it's a visitor and it's really them, and it looks like it's from China.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so not too thrilled about that. They're visiting him right now. Both my sons are like in tears. They cannot believe that he's – because this came out of nowhere. My niece, this is the niece that was who accused me of inappropriately touching her in a dream, is now
your dream,
ruining
or her dream.
Exactly.
Whose dream?
And, wasn't my dream.
Yeah.
It wasn't my dream. And,
it sounds like a nightmare.
No, it was the church. Trust me, it'd be a dream.
No, and, what happened to you was a nightmare. That's a worst case scenario.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it literally ruined my relationship with my wife until she found out that her boyfriend soon after that she found on Tinder. For those who don't know, that's a fuck app. So that kind of.
Oh, that's rude.
No, that's true.
And hookup.
No, it's a fuck app.
All right. Not for everybody.
So that really helped show that. Well, anyway. So anyway, she is a nurse and apparently made some sort of exception to get him to get the vaccine first, and he ran and took it. And Ty, my oldest son, he's like, yeah, he's going to die. And he was like crying.
What about his wife?
She got hit by a truck. She's no longer with us.
Oh, dear. Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Not saying I'm upset about that. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Boy, this has not started off. This has been – 4 minutes, we've thrown people under the bus, talked bad stuff about Chinese people, talked about how bad my mother-in-law is.
Chinese restaurants.
All right, well, whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, it's so anyway, the point of the story is I think people who are going to – they're going to be in a similar situation, and what do you do? What has always worked for me – there's only one thing that works for me, and it's very brute force. It's my nuclear option when it comes to my wife. Is I tell my wife there are like three things in life that you cannot do, or I will immediately leave the house and never come back. The one was vaccines. The second is recently – vaccines before COVID. Recently has been the PCR test. I said if you get a PCR test, I'm out of the house. You'll never see me again because I know what that's all about. And the third one is, of course, the coronavirus vaccine. And, you know, Ty was like, well, what do we do? He's stubborn. He won't do it. I'm like, you have to do whatever it takes for him not to take. You're not going – he's going to die. Mm-hmm. He has type 1 diabetes.
Yeah.
According to the stats, if you can believe them, those with type 1 diabetes have like an 8 times more death rate of dying from the COVID vaccine than everyone else. Like, this is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
No thoughts? Should we move on to the next topic?
I don't know what the stats are. I don't know if I don't know what's in these things. How can we believe any of the numbers at all? I don't know if this is atrocity propaganda.
Right.
Vernon Coleman was crying in a video because he thinks
Did you think that was real?
I don't know. I don't know.
Think so. You don't. That seemed very.
I know you. You thought that was contrived.
Very contrived.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. He comes across as pretty sincere to me.
Oh yeah, he does. But that looked very forced.
I'm not sure. I don't study people crying, but I thought it was. I wasn't really watching.
Minor in that.
Yeah, I was really listening for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
But he must believe in the statistics. I'm just not sure. I'm just not sure. I don't trust any of the numbers. I don't know if it's just atrocity propaganda. We've said it before. If we were going to do a mass poisoning of society, we wouldn't do it right away. We'd probably use saline first for a couple shots, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do that.
We don't know if they are.
So, I know they do. I have the VAERS database. There's hundreds of deaths already from this.
Mm-hmm.
When you shared that VAERS database with me, I know we looked at a handful, right? So did you actually go through and count all of them?
Yeah, if you go to open VAERS, open V. EARS.com or .org, let me see. I think it's .org. OpenVAERS.org. It's now up to 500 deaths.
And is the VAERS just for the U.S.? CDC?
No, worldwide.
Okay.
Let's see.
Well, again, if you give an 80-year-old a toxic shock, which mm-hmm. is what the vaccine is at the very least, it is to provoke the or elicit a response from the immune system. Then if you have any, of course, someone in their 80s would have lots of underlying conditions anyway, and maybe it's just enough to push them over the edge. But can you say that's a direct cause of death or do all the comorbidities, are they more likely to be the factor?
That's a great question. As I always say, correlation is not causation. However, when you see the same exact things happening, I loaded up my youngest son's iPhone with a bunch of people who have died from the COVID vaccine that have been put on tape. There's one in Israel that's really frightening to watch. Of course, the Tiffany Dover one where she fainted and she got back up and said she was fine. She hasn't posted online for 2 months now. Her family has RIP.
RIP.
Well wishes.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I loaded up his phone with all these atrocity things for my father. And then my, you know, oldest son Ty is like, he's not going to watch that. But anyway, openvares.org is literally been deleted off the internet. It's been deleted. Here, I'll send it to you and you tell me if you see the same thing, which doesn't surprise me. That's the new normal is to delete shit.
OpenVears, like pairs. OpenVears.org could not be found.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard that they took it down. I think the media report was that it's because it was so overwhelmed with people hitting. Who knows? And who runs OpenVears? Whose site is it?
It's an independent site that taps into the API of the official Veers site.
Okay, which is run by.
How can that be trusted? Like, how can that be verified? What's the official Veers site, and how do you get access to that?
Yeah, I get it for you. Hold on one sec.
And whose site is that?
This is some independent one that tapped into the API.
Oh, no, the Veers is the, it's run by Health and Human Services, which is a federal government agency.
And is the information not available through their website?
I'm going to look right now. Let's see, damage.
Veers data is accessible by downloading a raw data in comma-separated value CSV files.
Yeah.
So you just bring in the data. So they don't do any of that. They just have the raw data.
Yeah. I have so many people who've died, like links to articles. It's crazy.
Search CDC Wonder. That's the name of their system.
Yeah,
Wonder.
that's it right there. Here's the link. Mm-hmm. Unless you have the link.
I'm just looking at it now.
So speaking of vaccines in general, this was something that I wanted to share on the call. I came across just from listening to a podcast. They had a woman on the podcast called Lost Arts Radio. Not necessarily advocating that show, but I get some interesting things from it. The guest is Joy Garner, and the website's called the Control Group, but the website is informedconsentdefense.org.
Yeah.
Was that the one that you shared with us a few weeks back, Mark, where there was a study basically looking at the unvaccinated as a population group compared to the vaccinated and long-term health effects?
Well, that was the doctor from Oregon. That's a different person.
Okay. Well, so this organization did like an independent study or gathering of information that had never really like asked that question before, I guess, and done like a comprehensive look at the available data. And it's exactly like what that information that you shared showed, you know, like the unvaccinated population group is like 99% healthy without any of the typical, you know, autoimmune related ailments and across their lifespan, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a eye-opening study, and they're actually taking it to some type of court hearing or proceeding. I'll paste the link for you guys to check out, and you can see some of the details. There's a hearing scheduled for February 22nd, and this may be just another one of those things that really goes nowhere. You know, you can't really say, but they're going for the jugular with this, apparently, is they're basically trying to make – informed consent mandatory for any mandatory vaccines would now be illegal if informed consent was enforced, and they're going like all I don't know they're basically going for that rather than trying to chip away at the edges.
Well, I hope them well, but there's no way they're going to get that working. That will be impossible,
right?
They will stall that court case for decades.
Oh, yeah. Wait, are the courts even open anywhere?
Right. I think some are, not most.
And they've got a hearing. We can, you know, it's just something I follow.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm sure. Yeah, keep us up to date if it works out. I would love to be wrong about that. I'd love to be wrong about everything that I talk about, actually.
No, I'm with you.
Alrighty. So I have, and Uncle Odd is going to hate me for this, but it has to be said, and I'm not going to be an absolutist either. I'm not going to say I'm 100% convinced of this, but I'm pretty damn close. Mm-hmm. Someone wrote a post online. It's called Bitcoin Was Created by DARPA. It is 12 paragraphs, and I'm going to make a bold statement. I'm going to say this is probably one of the most important 12 paragraphs I've read this year. So I'd like to read it, and then there are 5 links in there, and I'd like to drop those links to you guys, and then I'd like you guys to comment on it. Sound cool?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
There is no way to stop what is going to happen to Bitcoin. It is an issue of sociology. It's an issue of human greed. It's an issue as to who created Bitcoin and why. Who is the single largest holder of Bitcoin right now? Quote, Satoshi, unquote. Who is he? I will say it again. The NSA and DARPA created Bitcoin under the guidance of the IMF. This is me speaking. The IMF is the International Monetary Fund. Back to the article or the post. The IMF has been openly calling for a digital one world deflationary currency for two decades. Openly. That has been discussed and promoted openly at the G8 and the G20 summits. From early 1990s to 1996, the NSA was openly investigating cryptographic memory or money networks. One of the researchers and investigators is a man named Tatsuyoshi Okamoto. When they actively started writing the code, they chose the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamura to ultimately promote the idea that Tatsuyoshi Okamoto to any and all who investigated the source of Bitcoin long enough. But Tatsuyoshi Okamoto is just a cog. He's not some rogue savior out to topple centralized banks. Not at all. He is a crypto scientist who was paid by the government and intelligence agencies to do the research. Bitcoin is NSA DARPA lab set into the wild. Scientific technology grants issued by government and intelligence agencies are how these labs are funded and promoted. The regulation and control of Bitcoin has been actively developed alongside the development of the network. In fact, the controls, policy, and regulations are way, way more mature than the Bitcoin protocol itself. That's why we see things like greenlist, this is very important, greenlist, written into law without a mention of Bitcoin until recently. And again, I'm going to post five links that prove all this. This is not tinfoil hattish. This is just reality. No one forced anyone to believe Satoshi fairy tale. The libertarian Satoshi myth has been promoted in stealth to specify, promote adoption and development. It is no different than the internet and the World Wide Web itself. It is exactly the same. This is why you see many WWW early adopters saying Bitcoin feels the same as early internet. I am one of those people. In 1994 and 1990s through 1996, the public internet was all about freedom of information. Free communication. It was all about liberty and freedom. I wish I can transport some of you back in time so you can see for yourselves. The promise of free phone calls with free world dial-up, free media with internet underground music archive, and the M-bone, which by the way is short for multicast backbone. All this freedom and liberty had people pouring their heart and soul into developing it. Now look at it. We have Facebook, Google. It is a giant surveillance grid. And if you look for and read DARPA NSA docs from the 1980s and early 1990s, that was what it was always meant to be. I'm not discounting all the socially great things that happen online, but from the perspective of DARPA NSA and control freaks, it was created for the express purpose of control, a military purpose, a strategic purpose. One more paragraph. Oh, no, I'm sorry. A couple more paragraphs. What is Bitcoin? Bitcoin is one world digital currency. We all have a deterministic UUID, which, by the way, means universally unique identifier, that has been generated from our biometric data. That means our health records. This UUID will be related to all your data stores. This UUID is your mark. Someone called it the mark of the beast. This UUID is what is used to buy and sell online in the real world. This UUID is the primary key in your green list identity. Coinbase, blockchain.info, and it would appear CoinSetter are online to be the first to roll out the incoming policy and regulation. This policy and regulation is worldwide. It is corporate. It is not about governments. Governments adopt corporate organized policies. If you think this is new, then you need to investigate ACH and NACHA. Again, I'll have a link to that. Bitcoin is their network and the minority early adopters that is going to be hard. Let me start over again. And for the minority early adopters, that is going to be a hard pill to swallow. But for those in the know, like Gavin Andreessen it's payday. Gavin Andreessen is one who I think made the Bitcoin original software and then is now with Bitcoin Cash and Roger Ver. It's payday. Realization and monetization of their massive Bitcoin holdings is being guaranteed by regulators. That is why they are all literally rushing to regulate. Legitimization of Bitcoin is all about hosted wallets. The centralization of Bitcoin. Hosted wallet providers approve or disapprove transactions before they're actually issued on the network. Here's that green list again. Greenlist, by the way, Greenlist is the only company that regulates this. Greenlist enabled wallets will be the fastest for offline transactions. Greenlist enabled wallets will be hooked directly to your bank account. Ease of buying and selling. Greenlist enabled exchanges will have the target market with the best prices. Greenlist enabled wallets will completely eliminate risk of stolen coins. By the way, this is me talking. This is now what makes sense. I talked about this last week. Why are all these horror stories about people losing all this money? Tim, I heard you talk to Uncle Odd. You said you don't believe that $250 million was stolen or lost in a wallet. This is exactly why they're pumping out these stories. Back to the post. No more security worries at all. All this is what the masses have come to expect. And this is why it is going to happen. And green-listed wallets will be accepted everywhere. In the physical world, you will be able to identify yourself and your wallet with your biometrics. Bitcoin, last paragraph. Bitcoin is a global digital currency. Regulation was created in tandem with development and adoption. Bitcoin is not and never was meant to be a liberty-promoting value exchange. There is no Satoshi. The central banks are already the largest holders of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is going to the moon because of this. Uh-huh. And I'm going to post. Here's the green list. You got to see this. The company is called Payment Pathways.
So why wouldn't Uncle Odd like it if it's going to go to the moon?
My opinion is it's going to go to the moon until June, and then it's going to crash the fucking Earth.
And then? Let's crash.
And then it'll be replaced with the Phoenix crypto. Trust me, Bitcoin.
Well, even if it crashes, it doesn't mean it's not going to go back. It's like all currencies, uh-huh. They go up and down.
I'm telling you.
And there's lots of other crypto.
Yeah, but they don't have the network effect. Bitcoin and Ethereum and even Ripple have the network effect.
I don't know what that means.
The network effect is like YouTube has the network effect. They're huge. They exploded. HugeTube does not have the network effect. That's why no one's on it.
Well, it's just unknown.
It's thousands of different alternative coins that literally are worth not even pennies.
Well, there are thousands, but if it's like anything else. If it's known, then it can be promoted and it can – I like the idea that there isn't just one coin. There's thousands and we don't know which one is going.
Who's going to accept it? If you want to go buy a pizza and someone wants to pay in Dogecoin, which by the way was a penny, is now 8 cents, mm-hmm. who's going to take Dogecoin?
It doesn't matter. You can just flip it over to something that someone takes, and that's as easy as pressing a button. Yeah.
No, it isn't. You got to pay transfer fees. You get wiped out.
No, you're not going to be wiped out by transfer fees.
Tim, I have my Bitcoin wallet. I put Bitcoin in. Let me go. Just today,
uh-huh. I didn't even realize my wallet had an exchange. I flipped some money from Bitcoin to Monero. One button.
Okay. How much did it cost you?
Very little.
Like how much?
I don't even know right now. I'd have to look it up, but it was negligible. It found the exchange automatically, did the exchange, and it popped over. But getting back to this, your discussion here, payment pathways. Yeah. Who? Yeah. What are they? How did you find them?
Post. Post is gold.
What is the contact? Is this from Godlink?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is the context of it? What's the bottom line of the post? Yeah.
To me, the punchline is that you've been fooled into thinking that Bitcoin is some some anonymous guy did it for freedom loving people who want to avoid the IMF. Mm-hmm. It is the IMF.
Well,
You're being trapped.
Yeah, it could be a honeypot. It could be controlled opposition. We all are familiar with those terms. But on the other hand, it's possible. It is possible, but digital currency is coming one way or the other. If somebody in control wants to just take something that may have been more organic and take it over, I don't see how that can be stopped either.
But here's the thing.
We know the government and the elite, they all operate through millions of numbered layered companies. So, of course, all the top guys could be controlling it right now.
Agreed. You talked with Uncle Odd today about how or bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Same price today as it was, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah, that was just sort of an observation that they use that. I was using that as an index for what things cost.
Yeah, well, most things are like that, like tennis balls, same deal. I mean, mm-hmm. I can go name a bunch of things. The thing about fiat currency that everyone fails to forget about is, you know, if I go to Disney World with MasterCard and I get ripped off at Disney World, I got a bank that's going to back me up. As evil as these people are who run the show, it's a pretty good system. With Bitcoin, I put Bitcoin in and I had $2.88 in there and it's gone up. I did it when it was at like 20,000. It's almost 50,000. I got $2.88 because after paying all the fees, I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about there, because if you just leave it, there are no fees to leave it. It's all transaction and mining.
For
fees.
Me to go to CoinMe, I'm looking at the, I put the receipt
and
on the
wall.
The
other thing is you're dealing with very low amount. Other different cryptos have different transaction fees, but when you're down in those numbers, I don't think it's a fair assessment because maybe there's some minimum fees. And they would wipe out any small transactions. So.
But if you look at the original Bitcoin white paper, it was supposed to be a digital way to do the smallest transactions ever, fast, cheap.
I don't know if that's the way it's turned out.
No, it hasn't turned out
well,
that way.
I don't think it's meant to be a micropayment system. Or if it was, it's not that now. It is now a holder of value.
Right. So if I want to go buy a pizza, where should I put my digital money?
I don't know because I don't know any pizza place that takes any crypto of any description right now.
Exactly.
But on the other hand, I know that if inflation is 9% from Shadow Stats, I think you might know about that website, then every time, and it's going to be much worse in the coming years when they dump trillions of dollars in what they call quantitative easing, or whatever you want to call the dilution of value, then you're going to need lots more fiat dollars to buy a loaf of bread. Will you need a wheelbarrow? I don't know. Maybe they'll obscure that one, but I think most people can tell you the grocery shop, overall, food costs a lot more this year. Now, bananas may not have changed, or some of the telltale signs that are easy to remember, but overall, your fiat currency is buying you less and less and less.
Right.
And I know in my business, a lot of my rates haven't changed in 10 or 20 years, but I know inflation has been 2%, 1 or 2, but the real stats are probably way higher. That means I take a pay cut every single year.
In fact, in your discussion with Todd today, Todd said he got a 3% increase in pay, but over what period of time?
Well, he just said he didn't get anything for years and years and years. So that 3%,
I think it was 20 years, right?
I don't remember. But the point is, I know my numbers, and I know that if inflation's 9 or 10%, that's huge. So everyone is taking a huge pay cut.
Absolutely.
And it's very insidious because you don't really feel it. I don't remove from the top line what you're getting, but when you go out and spend your money on the same things you always do, your dollar just doesn't go as far.
Agreed.
So the fiat system, we know they're going to collapse it. We know this is a huge this operation is so big. I hope it's so big it fails, honestly. And maybe it will, maybe it won't. As long as people believe in the virus, it seems anything can happen. All the wet dreams of all the controllers will happen as long as they got people spinning in circles believing this. But one of them is to get rid of fiat currency, get rid of countries. It's such a big plan. Now, if Bitcoin is started by DARPA and they decide to hijack it and take the whole thing over and use it for themselves, maybe they will. Maybe it doesn't have any of the characteristics of their digital currency they like. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, I think they've created it to it's Enron. It's Enron 2.0. That's funny because you told me about the movie Enron that you're watching. It's the same thing. That's why I thought you would like this article.
No, send me the article. You just sent me the payment pathways thing. I'm not going to read this. This is all about Greenlist. But yeah, I liked Enron, but I watched the movie last night only because I was trying to get away from the everyday reading of all this COVID stuff and watch some of the movies that I've stacked for watching for the last 3 years. So I wanted to just detach and start watching some of the things that I may have been interested in. And yeah, the Enron movie, basically it was just an interesting another Wall Street kind of movie where you get Wall Street kind of gambling attitudes and they apply it to derivatives, and in this case it was energy markets, and they just went crazy like young guys on testosterone, fueled by testosterone, always do. They just go wild. They make hundreds of millions of dollars, and it becomes addictive, and it's exciting, and it's not regulated. A lot of the times, because people, even the regulators, don't understand derivatives of derivatives of derivatives. They just don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think the parallel, though, the irony in the parallel here is that we're seeing Enron 2.0, and so many people are falling for it. I can't believe it.
No, I don't think it's I don't think it's Enron 2.0. The Enron thing was quite simple. What happened with that company? Really was. I think this is.
Do you remember the part where Enron bought electric utility companies' pensions, so they didn't have a choice but to convert their stock into Enron, and they all lost it all? You don't remember that part of the movie?
Did you watch the movie?
I watched it like a decade ago.
Oh, okay. No, I watched. Of course, I watched it last night. And they bought. Mm-hmm. That's what I told you. And they bought PG&E, I believe, on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. The same thing's going on right now. They put out this.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't think it's the same thing. This is totally.
Mark your calendar for June.
I mark my calendar for every day of the week now.
I know.
Something big. Yeah. I don't think it's the same thing. And again, there's other cryptocurrencies, and I don't know which one is necessarily better than the other. We know
that's why you need the network effect. Like, for example, I was just going to announce
Bitcoin has the network effect.
No, it doesn't. I cannot buy a pizza with Bitcoin.
No,
Bitcoin
has the network effect that it is the most absolute well-known crypto in the history of the world right now.
But what does that mean? Like, again,
it just
the original
means that everyone knows about it. Okay, but right now it's not meant to go buy pizzas. I can tell you right now, you can't
even buy anything.
No, but I can't take a bar of gold and go buy soap either.
Exactly.
And I don't want to use a bar of gold to buy soap.
So what should we use to buy a pizza?
Whatever the common currency is of the day, wherever you are.
It'll be there.
I will take my gold and turn it into something I can spend money with. But gold doesn't lose its value because it's hard to mine. Silver, same thing. Precious metals, they presumably have a finite amount of in the world, and it's, again, harder to mine. So Bitcoin is the same way. It's just a digital gold.
What are you thinking, Andrew?
And they've capped it too.
How's that?
Well, they said there's only going to be 21 million coins, and as you get closer to 21, it gets harder and harder and harder to mine. I don't know a lot about it, but I know more, I think, than the average bear right now. And listening to Uncle Odd talk to Raphael about how it's mined, it's very interesting. And it's very, it's just you can't. They're not going to make. They're not going to just double the numbers of the number of Bitcoin and dilute that like they do the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is being abused and stretched in ways, and it'll be worse this year than we've ever seen. And I don't even think the guys in the top know exactly what the effect's going to be. I do still think, and it's happening here in Canada, they're just flooding the market with these fiat currencies. They're completely making them worthless. So that, you have to admit, at least I believe, it's happening here. They're making our currency worthless by just printing it, digitally printing it out of nothing. So they're making it worthless. They're going to get us all deep into this worthless debt. They're going to come along and do the switcheroo saying, we'll exchange this worthless debt for assets that are real, houses, land, and you'll sign the deal with the communist devil. Now, unless you own some other asset that's not hooked up to the system, then you're going to be tied to them. But if you own something else, gold in Singapore, gold in a vault, Bitcoin in a vault, then you should be okay.
Mm.
That's my thought.
Okay. Andrew, what do you think?
Yeah, I think in general, cryptocurrency provides some advantages, some benefits. I think anything that promotes or empowers decentralization is a good thing. And I think that the bad elements of society, like the controlling aspects, will still kind of attempt to take control of that system. So I've heard that like certain, centralized wallets and certain, we're seeing companies, big companies investing in Bitcoin, and some of that's good, but at the same time, you wonder if certain things are being co-opted. So I think you need to be careful in terms of how you tread in cryptocurrency. Obviously, it's extremely volatile. I think my perspective has always been like from a diversification standpoint. It makes sense to have some money there, but in terms of whether or not it's rigged to begin with. Yeah, I mean, my gut is always everything's pretty much rigged. So that's just me being extremely cynical. I mean, I've heard people talk about the technology behind cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, like the blockchain. I still feel it's hard for me to accept that some technology can't be taken advantage of, hacked in some way. I just, that's just another kind of leap of faith I'd have to take. But there's people way more intelligent than me in technology and software development and cryptography that will talk to you and convince you. So I don't know. I think it doesn't hurt to have a foot in there. But it would not surprise me at all if, a lot of people get taken, if they're too heavily invested or,
I just posted a link for you guys to take a look at. It is called Pando, How Leading Tor Developers and Advocates Tried to Smear Me After I Reported Their U.S. Government Ties. So even the Tor network was compromised from the beginning. There's a link for you to take a look at.
Well, this is just COINTELPRO either. We just don't know.
Sure, sure.
If you can't convince, confuse. That is the... Mm-hmm. PSYOP credo.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
If they want to discredit Tor because the vast majority of people that are ignorant of how it's set up, and I'm one of those ignorant people, then if you just read the headlines, you might think, oh, forget Tor. No point in it. It's compromised. And if this is war. Mm-hmm. If Bitcoin is really an alternative to central banks and is taking the power away from the central banking system, then I would do whatever I could to smear the hell out of it. Say that we created it. Don't waste your time. This is definitely a financial war. This is we know because of what we discussed for the last 9 years, we're in a Psy war. It's hearts and minds. We know just from understanding Cywars, that we're losing those people that know we're being lied to, because we know we're being lied to and everyone else doesn't. And there's nothing we can say to the average person to counter their narrative, because they have all the outputs. They have all the media in their hand. And you don't need that much, because they've had the trust since the beginning. Nobody trusts a truther, because we haven't had any power to convince.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
let's step back again from this a little bit. If I were to tell you that Apple is going to make a $5 billion Bitcoin purchase tomorrow, mm-hmm. do you really still think that this is some Frieden-loving – I can't believe I'm even entertaining this. It's Apple.
When you see something like that happen, though, doesn't that almost solidify or stabilize or lend credibility to it as a system,
Of course.
Right.
But they're the corporation. They're them.
Let's not also forget, I think an important aspect is, from a Metascript perspective,
mm-hmm.
it's been introduced, Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, maybe not Bitcoin specifically, but there was that, Economist magazine from decades ago.
The Phoenix.
That essentially predicted the collapse of the dollar and the onset of digital currency. And I think that was anybody that follows people have been talking about the collapse of the dollar for gold bugs have been talking since what, the 70s, the 80s, Ron Paul back in the
mm-hmm.
day.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And they've just, and the people that control the dollar have just been doing gymnastics, keeping it up in the air. It's still going.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing to me.
It is amazing, but they've done gymnastics, and they've still, maybe Bitcoin or any crypto. And the thing is, if Bitcoin's compromised, then most good investors, including myself, know that you don't put all your eggs in one basket. So if Bitcoin turns out not to be the place to be, then there are other currencies. There are other forks right. off Bitcoin that they might not have the same control
over.
It's
like the risk of not participating is higher.
Well, no, the difference is...
at a small stake.
The internet is still wide open. And we know the more people that come into it, the more it's going to get regulated, because they're going to use people's complaints or manufacturer complaints. Oh, I got hurt on Facebook. Big government, please do something.
Mm.
And it's the same with currency. See, now it's just easier to create a currency around the world, whereas before you needed a printing press and all kinds of mm-hmm. things, and it's just easier now. So I think crypto is where the internet was 25 years ago, where the internet was wide open, which put me on the same level as a television station, as a newspaper. Those guys don't have a monopoly on information anymore. So I think it's the same with the currency thing. Maybe, and Mark, as you've said before, they moved this Agenda 2030 plan up to 2020. You think they did it early. Maybe mm-hmm. there's so many reasons why you could be right. Maybe one of them is crypto was getting a pretty mm-hmm. good hold, and who knows what the percentage is required. Maybe only 0.01% of the world has to even know about crypto for them to be worried that it's going to be a big problem.
If you read those five links that I'm going to drop in the companion notes, the show notes on your side,
mm-hmm.
you will see that this is not something that just sprouted up and they're worried about. They've been working on this forever.
Well, I know they've been worried. I know they've been working on it, but it doesn't mean that there are other developers that don't. Not everyone works for the bad guys. And just like you were saying, well, if Apple bought $5 billion worth of crypto, Bitcoin rather, then that means. That means they control. No, it doesn't. As far as I know, the United States and its corporations are not 100% Communist Party yet.
Okay, let me ask you, what if MasterCard accepted payments in crypto this
year? I know,
they
announced it, I think. That was
right. I mean, mm-hmm. it goes on and on and on and on. It's crazy.
But another, again, maybe Bitcoin got ahead of them faster than they thought. and maybe it's more nimble. Maybe it isn't DARPA. Maybe it started with DARPA. I don't know. The point is, they might not have thought, okay, Bitcoin is going to just take off in 2020. Or maybe they thought, if we pull this PSYOP, this coronavirus hoax PSYOP, maybe they did plan that one of the cryptos would take off, or they'd all take off. Because then a lot of the people that saw, a lot of the best truthers out there, and I didn't really know this until this past year or so, are some of the financial currency people, because they know who controls the system. So they saw that something was going to happen. They didn't maybe know exactly everything about PSYOP. So you see, all these things are happening at once. Everything is very complicated. I don't think the world is just so simple that one guy says, let's go, and it goes. I think things are really complicated. And I don't think one guy controls the world. I think there's lots of fighting families and owners. And I just think everything is really, really complex. And if one thing just takes off, then maybe the bad guys have to start chasing them down the road, try and put the cat back in the bag. I don't know. I just don't think Bitcoin is their system. And if it is, well, there's lots of forks in the crypto world that isn't their system. And we, because of the internet is infinite, websites are infinite, so could crypto. There could be an infinite number of currencies, and it only matters who believes in what, which one is the best, which one is the best architecture, which one can't be diluted, which one can't be traced, which one can't be stolen, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's, if Bitcoin doesn't work out, well, most smart people are not going to put everything in Bitcoin. They might have a percentage, and they might be hedged many, many other ways.
Mm-hmm. Andrew, there is some crosstalk. I'd like to hear what you think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that it makes sense to me that they would have anticipated the introduction of something like Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies in general. And I think that Economist magazine basically tells us that they did anticipate it. So if that's the case, it's probably a controlled release of some sort. So it makes me wonder, who are all these early adopters, and what are they doing with all their billions of dollars? For one thing, they could be driving agendas behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I think I agree with Ab overall in terms of it's the de facto option for operating in crypto. I mean, obviously there's a million other options, but as far as a semblance of stability, and stability is probably the wrong word, but what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, once you have enough actors involved in it, it's too big to fail. Like that's what I'm saying. It's at this point, it's kind of reached that critical mass. So mm-hmm. I don't see why not have a small percentage as a hedge mm-hmm. to the overall collapse of the fiat economy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just to put a cap on it for me, I wouldn't put another penny in it. I would take every gain out right now. The only reason I have $2.90 in my Bitcoin account is because it would cost more for me to take it out.
Okay.
Literally, like every time I try to take it out and convert it to cash, it says you don't have enough money
to
cover
the transfer. Well, you don't have enough. We just told you it's not a micropayment service. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin is not for micropayments. $2 is a micropayment.
But when I go to the CoinStar, which is what I did, I mean, I go there with a bucket of coins at the grocery store. I am given the impression that I can take those buckets of coins and buy some Bitcoin. It's not true.
First, I don't have any of that. I don't know. I don't go into stores. That's probably why I haven't seen any of these things. I haven't seen an ATM for Uncle Odd says they're all over the place. I don't go anywhere, so I don't know if they're even up here, and I don't know how they work. All I know is that is what I said earlier. But you're talking about the tiny amounts, and I agree. Maybe at this point, Bitcoin has too high a transaction cost to be relevant for the less than $100 crowd. And you keep talking about $2.
$2.90.
Yeah. Well, just whatever. Even that in just straight up fiat coins is barely worth the processing cost, the handling cost. That's why they don't even want to deal with fiat change. Too expensive to handle and to maintain and all that kind of stuff. So.
And to be clear, Bitcoin Cash is the best when it comes to the microtransactions. It costs less than a penny to do. It's relatively instant. Mm-hmm. The problem is there's no network effect. I cannot go buy a car, a fur coat, a airplane ticket using Bitcoin Cash. It's incredibly hard to do.
I'm sure you can, but you can buy a Tesla with Bitcoin.
Right. That's right.
And again, Bitcoin is the most well-known, it's the network effect cryptocurrency right now. Mm-hmm. And we're just starting to hear big corporations talk about putting it in their treasury. People like Elon taking it for a Tesla, that kind of thing. It's just starting. Mm-hmm. Will it be the de facto currency of value, cryptocurrency of value for the next few years? Maybe. And then people, once more people get involved, then they're going to ask for regulation for all the reasons that you may have pointed out, all its frailties. And then the smart money might move away from it. If they see the government starting to sniff around and poke around and cause and just take control of it, they'll just leave. And all you have to do is click something on your wallet, your money's out. It's not
okay, so
going
here,
to be a big
here,
deal.
Here's what I'm doing. June 24th, Thursday, in my calendar, I wrote Bitcoin crash prediction date. Bitcoin is at, what's it at right now? Do you know?
No.
Approximately? 48? Let me see. 48.5.
Woohoo! By the way, I gave $50 in Bitcoin to all my nieces and nephews for Christmas, since none of them would come by. I gave them $50 each.
And they probably did nothing with it.
50 Canadian dollars.
Mm-hmm.
No, I gave 50 U.S. I think I gave 50 U.S. dollars. I can't remember. Anyway, the point is, I would have thought by now I would have got at least one phone call thanking me, because they've tripled their money.
Mm-hmm. That's a great present.
Haven't heard a thing.
Yep. And they'll lose it because they won't know the password.
They're not going to lose it. I think they bought it all. I think I put it all on a Bitcoin.com wallet, which means that is an exchange-based wallet. So they
that's what I use.
Yeah,
but you need a recovery phrase, and if you don't know the phrase, then you lose it.
I don't know for sure on that exact app. If that's
I use that app, and I know 100% for sure you lose it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if it is in their, I believe it's if it's in their through their website or their app, then it mm-hmm. then you don't even have your normal 12-word recovery phrase. I asked them if they created it, and I don't think they have, which means they just log in with the one password and the.
So if they delete the app off their phone, it's gone.
I don't know, but they should mm-hmm. get it. They should get it out of there and put it in a physical or their own wallet. They should. And that'll be my next call if they ever call me to say, hi, thanks a lot.
So. You know, you can actually hide your recovery phrase in a picture.
Okay.
There are sites that do that.
Okay.
Like you can take a picture of your family.
Mm-hmm.
Embed the metadata, which is your password phrase, uh-huh. within the picture, upload that picture to your family website, and it will always be there.
I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
Send me the link, please. That's fun.
I don't have a link.
Okay.
But I'll
You're
find
talking
one for
about
you
know, something but... without a link. That's so unlike you.
I know. I know. It's true. Let me see if I can find that. I'll put notes. So, link...
Was Mark, the other Mark, supposed to be here tonight?
He never responded back. I think he's slow on the trigger when it comes to emails.
Okay. I only have about half an hour.
Okay. That's cool. And we only go till 10, so that's cool too.
Mm-hmm.
So, we want to go to the next topic?
Look at that. The post. Post office stops mail delivery to another Toronto building over maskless tenants. Unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. These monopolies.
What, say that again?
Our postal service stops mail delivery to another Toronto building because of maskless tenants.
Yeah.
Wonder if that's real. You guys are
unbelievable. Well, I like your thought. You said that if someone doesn't have a legal name in the article, it's probably fake. Mm-hmm. I like that. Did it have a legal name?
I'm just reading it for the first time now. I'm just scanning the title. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. So while you're doing that, let's go to the next topic. Florida honey trap revisited. Biden headline, Biden weighs U.S. travel restrictions to slow COVID variants, Miami Herald. Quote, the Biden administration is considering whether to impose domestic travel restrictions, including on Florida, fearful that coronavirus mutations are threatening to reverse hard-fought progress on the pandemic. The UK variant known as B1.17 has recently surged in Florida, mm-hmm. where over a third of all cases in the United States have been identified. I'm telling you, Florida is a honey trap.
Wait, a third of all cases of what? The new strain? Or
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you called that last week. So what are they looking to do? Blockade it or something? Like I didn't quite understand.
Impose domestic travel restrictions, including on Florida.
Yeah, well, that just fits the Agenda 2030
that's right.
plan to restrict just people's movement in general.
Non-essential travel.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well,
Alan Watts has been talking about this for 30 years.
Oh, yeah. And let me just remind people that are listening that think that the virus is real. Mm-hmm. You can't apply any kind of logic to what we're being told through the virus filter because none of it will make sense. And it's not meant to make sense because it can't mm-hmm. make sense.
Right.
But when you apply the Agenda 21 filter to everything you're hearing, everything makes sense. It all fits.
Yes.
There's no exception. So when we're told that we won't be able, in Canada, our crime minister colluded with the airlines and asked for their cooperation by canceling all flights to the Caribbean and Mexico. So coincidentally, those are all the places that Canadians like to go. We long since bypassed Florida. As a rule, most Canadians go to the Caribbean and Mexico. And he canceled all those flights until April 30th, which is, in general, pretty much the last cold day in Canada. May 1st, pretty much snow is done. Although last year, we had snow on May 11th. I remember, I videoed it. It was wonderful. And then the next day, it was 80 degrees. But the point is that makes no sense from a virus point of view, but it makes all kinds of sense from a, we don't want you to do anything you might actually enjoy. So it's just like another whip, and they want to see if the slaves are gonna scream or rebel. And unfortunately, most of the slaves say, "Oh, that's the right thing to do. Just please keep beating me because it feels so good when you stop." but seriously, folks. It's unbelievable that through an Agenda 2030 filter, though, it all makes sense. You will not be going away every year or twice a year or doing anything you don't have to do.
Mm-hmm. Next, I have something I would like your feedback on. Take a look at this. Boom. Tell me if the article's been deleted, just the headline and a picture is there.
I have an article.
Where okay. did you set? Oh, you just put one in now?
Yes, into the chat.
Sociopathic traits linked to not wearing a mask or social distancing during just more. Oh, this is an old one. This is last year. Just more atrocity mm-hmm. propaganda. Just
right.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Reading really old articles?
I know really old. What is it, like 5 months old?
No, September. This is.
That would be 5 months, right?
No, more than that. No.
Aren't we in February right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess.
Maybe. September is 9. 9 plus 3 is 12.
Okay.
2 plus.
Yeah, yeah. Half a year. It's old. It's ancient news.
If it's more than a week, it's old.
That's true.
Yep. All right. So we got that. Speaking against about the race against time. Uh-huh. This is from Reddit. There are many. Here, I'll send this to you guys. Subreddits where people are awake. This subreddit is called No New Normal.
I like it.
Oh, there are many. I've been collecting them. This is thoughts from an ICU worker. I won't read the whole thing, but basically it's inside hospital information, and it's just a whopper of a hoax.
Well, the excuse for the empty hospitals, you know how there's always a There's always a plausible deniability. There's always there's always a reason. The reason the hospitals are empty, because the next wave is coming. We have to clear out the floors because the next wave could get us. And then we have to...
But that's not what... Tim, that was not what was presented on TV.
When?
Last year. They said the hospitals were beyond full. They couldn't even keep up. They had refrigerated morgues.
Right, that's true. And the reason that the plausible deniability for the morgues is that because of COVID, which is a real effect, all the whole supply line, if you could call it that, for the dead bodies was completely hampered and hobbled. Because, for instance, if the funeral home can only have two people in the whole building as opposed to their normal staff, then the bodies are going to back into the hospitals, aren't they? They're not just going to be swept away if the funerals have to be spaced out and if nobody can attend the funerals. And so you can see how that supply chain would be completely screwed up. And the bodies could be backed up back into the hospitals because no one's there to pick them up.
Yeah.
But they could need a reefer truck because, maybe their morgue only holds 10 people because normally when somebody dies, their body's grabbed the same day service. But if half of the funeral home is laid off because of the regulations or half the nurses or half the orderlies are laid off because of this insane COVID testing, then of course, even in my business, the other day, a warehouse was sent home because of a COVID cleanup. That's what he said. There was a COVID cleanup. So
what does that mean?
I don't even know. He just said that somebody was positive and they had to go find out where they hung out or where they worked, their workstation, and go hose it down. So the whole shift was sent home. So that's an example of screwing up the whole supply chain of that warehouse. So that's happening in every single business.
It's happening in professional sports, too.
The
sport
NHL
that I follow is NHL.
The NHL, I just heard it was 35 games have been postponed, so their whole schedule screwed up. But that's in the U.S. In Canada, they haven't suspended one game.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, because we're playing along with the game. You guys are
But why wouldn't they... Why wouldn't they play the game in Canada too with the COVID nonsense?
Well, because Canadians are following all the rules. We're good slaves. This hoax is targeted to the United States. You guys are the big project.
Yeah.
You guys.
Wait. The whole world's locked down. It's still targeted at us.
No, you guys are the problem child of the world. In case you didn't know, you guys are the main target of this.
It's your
hoax.
Fault, Andrew.
The United States is the main target of this hoax. No
question
about it.
Well, I think the United States plays a central role in the overall meta script, right? Like, there's all types of prophecies and crazy...
No, it's because you guys are the farthest away from the Chinese model of government. Every other country is way closer to what? To assimilating with the Chinese system. Communist on the bottom, crony capitalist on the top. With technocracy, including social credit, all those control things, that's what they want for the whole world, because the Chinese experiment has worked. It's efficient. It's ruthless. It knows no opposition. And that's what they want for the rest of the post-industrial world.
I don't disagree with that at all.
Yeah, I think Tim is dead on this one. I know John LeBron gives me crap because I'm contrarian just for the sake of being contrarian, which is bullshit. That's not true. I think about stuff all the time. And when I hear something and then I disagree with it, I just say, boom, I disagree with it. What? He said that, by the way, he said that I disagreed with everything on the last call. I don't know what he's talking about. No, my wife listened to the whole call.
You're very respectful and you're very quiet as well. I have no issue. No, he was drunk probably. He's just trying to create a controversy.
Right, and push his product, right?
No, johnlebon.com. He's a good kid. And sometimes it's hard to remember. He's just a kid. He's only, I think he's 33 this year.
His memory, oh my goodness, is so crazy amazing.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. But,
Love JLB.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. And the most exciting things are going to be happening in the United States. I was just watching Jason today walk around Washington, D.C.
I saw that,
too. The fences are still up, the barbed wire. Is anyone in America asking why? Why is
Let me tell you something about that video.
And you should know, too, because you're a big Washington guy.
We go there every other month.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for your video.
Okay. Actually, probably not. We used to go to Washington every other month. It is unrecognizable. It looks like a third world country now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what about the fences and the barbed wire? That was supposedly for the inauguration.
No, that was for the impeachment.
Or now it's for the impeachment, the second impeachment.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then someone posted a video. This guy pretended to be from Channel 14 Vax News.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. And he went up to people in Washington and asked if he's going to take the vaccine or not. Every single one of them said yes.
Well, you know how you can edit a video, though.
Yeah, right.
Mark Dice always found the dumbest people on the beach as well.
Right. But I think the guy wanted to find people who was not going to take the vaccine. He was like trying to find someone who would not.
You got that video?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can play it. My new setup.
Yeah. Let's see. YouTube.
Oh, you don't have a link. Come on, where are your notes?
I get a link. Damn it.
Don't make me put Vernon Coleman crying on.
Oh, God. Here we go. I got it.
Okay.
Please don't bring up Vernon Coleman. Okay.
Oh, you're going to play it?
What's that?
Are you going to play it? I hear something in the background.
Yeah. I'm still on my old system where I can't play it, so I'm going to give it to you. You can do the honors. There you go. Mm-hmm. How fast was that? Boom!
Well, I thought you have it queued up. Oh, I see. All my videos start playing muted. Where the hell is it? Luckily, there's
What's
not.
Up, Soys?
Channel 14 Vaction News, guys. Are you getting the COVID news, vaccine?
No comment. I don't want to be on TV.
Look at
we
got to
stay
boys.
Safe from the virus. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Stay safe and protected.
Absolutely.
All right.
What channel are you?
Channel 14 Vaction News, your AccuWeather Vax forecast. And I forecast that you guys are protected from the virus. So keep whipping ass out there, my dudes.
Your DC DuPont Circle.
Where'd you find
where
this?
All the action is.
Godlike Productions.
Channel 14 Vaction News, getting the beat on the street. Talking about the COVID vaccine, the mRNA. How many shots will you get?
Depends on which vaccine is available to me. If it's the Moderna or Pfizer, I'm getting two of those.
You're getting
J only one.
You're getting all of them. Everyone you can.
You know.
Right on. Yeah. Channel 14 Vaction News, guys. What's happening? What are you eating?
Bibimbap, just lunch. Some bibimbap. Place right down the street.
All right. Well, you better put your mask on to be protected from the virus. COVID's real. It's not a hoax. Channel 14 Vaction News. What's the haps?
What's the haps?
Is COVID real or a hoax?
Move on.
Yeah, move on.
Thank you.
You're not interested?
No.
In getting COVID?
Move on.
Got a runner. Take that mask off. You're going to get hypoxia. Channel 14 Vaccine News, ladies. You getting the COVID vaccine?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
No,
but you're going to get it when it becomes available, right?
Absolutely.
All right, guys, Channel 14 Vaction News. We're getting the haps on the vax. Are you guys getting the COVID-19 vaccine?
As soon as I can, absolutely.
I'm going to have to watch this later. It's 30 minutes. It's a good one. That's a good one. The
you're
channel
good.
Is FedEx Me Your Drugs. FedEx Me Your Drugs.
Uh-huh. That guy's hysterical. Speaking of the
guess
the
what?
App.
He's got a crypto address. Fund me. To fund counter subversion ops.
Okay, let me. I'm glad he has a crypto address. This is why I don't like crypto.
Because you're gonna look
if
it
I caught. Yeah, I know how much is in his account, how much he's received, how much he's spent. I can now see it's his account.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go to.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Not all wallets work the same, from what I understand. I'm just learning this myself.
What does that mean?
Well, my wallet can change the address, its address at any time, I believe.
So?
So if he was smart, he could just keep changing his address on this video.
Who's going to want to do that?
Well, maybe.
It's a pain. Let me see how much money he's made so far. Zero.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yeah, he's made zero.
So one of the trends I've been picking up on the online dating scene is girls,
talk about that.
Women are putting into their profiles like on the headline. So like the first thing you see when you see their picture.
Oh, can I guess? Don't tell me. Can I guess?
Go for it.
It has to be virtue signaling about the vaccine.
Exactly. Fully vaccinated. Mm-hmm. How about you? Like all the types of shit like that. I'm like, oh my God, it's starting.
I feel bad for you, dude. We're going to change that at Exclave. You're going to have the pick of the litter.
All right, let's go.
No vax. No one at Exclave will be vaxed. Tim, do you know about the villages in Florida?
Yeah, I just saw that. Where did I see that? I think we talked about that before.
Yeah, I mean, Exclave is going to be so the villages, but authentic and for people who are younger than 65. I just love the whole concept. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Growing like a weed, too.
Why did I find...
There's a movie, a documentary that just came out yesterday. That's probably why.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. It's a hit piece. It was done by the New York Times.
Mm-hmm. CIA Times? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I know, Tim, you're running short. Let's go through a couple more before you run.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Can we talk about that? We talked about that. Okay, daughters and divorce. Parents of daughters are more likely to divorce than those with sons.
Hold on, let me think about it. What is that? Parents of no.
Of daughters. Parents of daughters are more likely to divorce than those with sons.
Parents with daughters.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Parents with daughters are more... Oh, okay. Too much estrogen.
But the difference only emerges when the children are teenagers.
That's funny. That's a good one.
Thought you'd like that.
Who came up with that BS article? Is there any proof at all or any real research?
No.
You just have to spend 50% for your next 12 weeks on The Economist to find out.
Right.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's a good teaser. That's a good ad.
Yeah, that was a good ad.
Good ad, guys. Good one.
Next one, unschooling. 90,000 Florida kids didn't show up for school this year. Where are they? This is in Uncle Odd area of Tampa Bay. The pandemic steered some to homeschooling or private school, but officials suspect many missing students are not being educated at all. I would call that a win. Anyone agree?
I agree. It's better to not be educated than to be indoctrinated into complete bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon my French.
No, say it loud and proud.
But the problem
and my
is
last
there's,
leg?
There's so much more to school than just the education that is now not happening.
Oh? Do just, tell.
Well, just the social interaction, meeting people. I know there's lots of people that don't like that part of high school, but for, I would say, more than half, that's the benefit, being around other people and interacting and learning stuff from them and just socializing in general. That's all
you
stopped.
Mean pre-COVID?
Yeah, of course. I'm just
okay. Let me show you a video. As balls crazy. Take a look at this. You can play this one.
Okay. You want to set it up?
Well, basically, the teacher is like, I have 28 students. We're coming back, and they put plastic partitions around each desk. How am I supposed to teach like this?
All right, Mr. Richardson, I just have a question
Terrible.
For the school board. I'm wondering, this is my classroom. I have a rather large classroom compared to the other classrooms in our building. But I have 28 desks in here right now. If we go back 5 days a week, I'll have 30 or 32 with the kids coming back from virtual. This is the middle seat.
Does anyone have a plexiglass stock that I can
this
buy?
This is their view of the board. So I'm just wondering, when we ordered this $5 million worth of plexiglass, did
$5 million.
We have a classroom of 28 desks mm-hmm. set up to where school board members could sit in them and see what this was really going to be like? Because I'm still trying to figure out how, in between my classes, am I supposed to disinfect? How I'm supposed to hear my students when they're in the back of the room wearing a mask behind all this plexiglass?
They so don't want school to come back.
Oh, I know.
They so don't want. What does your wife say about all this? Because she'd be my expert witness on this. She must be just. When you do you show her this stuff? And what does she say?
No.
She's
very upset. She's very upset about it.
Yeah, this she probably says to you, just stop sending this stuff.
So, yeah, I get it. I don't need to see it anymore.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Yeah, I'm sure. Just like every
I won't stop with the vaccine
Tampa
desk.
Bay, NFL is fixed video, he said stop.
So, wait, so I interrupted you. Say that again.
It's just like Uncle Odd. I sent him another... The NFL is fixed video, and he said,
"You're crazy."
Stop. He said, "Stop."
Yeah.
No, he said,
"You don't
stop.
Understand." He's not going to give that up. I can hear it. He doesn't want to give that up.
I know.
But and he won't give up the cigar smoking either.
That's such a baby truther issue, though.
Like that whole cigar, he doesn't. I hope he listens to this. That cigar smoking thing that he's doing, he is being tone deaf about what. Why people don't like that. That's so Mr. Monopoly.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know what you mean.
No one wants to see that. That's what billionaires do. They walk around with a smoking a cigar like that. Like if he's trying to come up with a gimmick, I don't think that's the right. I don't understand why he doesn't use his dog. It kills me.
Well, the dog that dog is the dog's a real turn on.
Oh
people.
My God, it gets hundreds of thousands of followers on Instagram.
And well, he did speak to his puppy crowd with some truth.
I saw that, and that's why I wanted to talk to him. Yeah. I have this site that tracks how many followers you gain and lose daily.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to tell him, not even 90 people unsubscribed. That's nothing.
Oh, that's
Keep
good.
Doing what you're doing. Don't worry about it.
Well, what did he say? I missed his post or whatever he did.
Yeah, what did he say?
He was just giving a little bit of truth about the virus to his Zami pup crowd.
So the
is it like heavily veiled, or did he like? Was he?
No, he just came out and said it. I can look it up.
He should do it every. I don't have a link now.
Just type Instagram and Zami pup. I use Ecosia. I don't know why. I use ecosia.org for searching. I don't know. I think it might use Google's engine, but.
Was it the latest one?
No, I think it plants trees every time I
use. No, I'm saying which post was it where he dropped the truth?
Oh, right. I don't see it.
So he took it down.
Well, I'm not sure. Let's see. Before? He might have taken it down.
Is this your before? Are you getting groomed today?
Hunger no, that's from 5 hours ago. Never
okay,
mind.
Let's go see Cassie.
Well,
I don't like Instagram. It's so hard to navigate. That's 2 days ago.
Maybe he took it down to avoid having his account deleted. I can't really blame him.
Yes, it's possible. Yeah,
he's got 142,000 followers. That would suck to have all that deleted. I mean, he got his message across to some people.
But that's the thing. You'll have a loud, super low minority of people who complain, and then you get all flustered like, oh, I think everyone's thinking that way. No, they're not.
Yeah, I don't see it. It must be down, like you said. Oh, well. Well, suffice it to say, it was a pretty good video. It wasn't really offensive, but yeah, it's too bad.
But I think the way to do this is that you need to. It's kind of like putting a piece of liver and hide it in the dog food so that the dog will eat it. It's like he needs to drop a little truth nugget that won't get his video deleted, and then you move it to FakeTube. That's where you show it.
Uh-huh.
Like every time he gets banned on YouTube, it's like, what are you doing? It's like, don't talk about that stuff on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Do what Jeff used to do. Talk about the minor stuff and then say, go to dollarvigilante.tv to see the whole thing.
Yeah. He should do that. I've said that over and over again. I think he just called me today to say he was taken down on one of his channels, and I said, I told you not to call me when that happened. It's not interesting.
Yeah.
It's old news, man.
All right, so then you're running now. You said you had something going on at 7 o'clock. Give us a teaser on what that
tomorrow
is.
Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Uncle Odd and I are going to talk to David and Don. Lester and David Parker. We got an interview, or I got an interview with them. I got one of the interviews. Uncle Og gets lots, too.
And who are they? What do they do?
They wrote a book called What Really Makes You Ill? Why Everything You Thought You Knew About Disease Is Wrong.
Isn't that one that's like 900 pages?
Yes. I haven't got past page 10, but that's okay. Because between the two of us and between the two of them, there's no way that I would probably be able to make half my points.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to let them explain. I think we know enough in our minds about what makes us ill, and I'm sure they'll tell us all the rest. So it should be interesting. We'll go for a couple hours tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where he's
going. Is it a video for them?
Do they have a video?
Are they going to show their faces and stuff?
Yeah, I think they always do.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure it'll be a Zoom. Uncle Odd does everything in a Zoom studio.
It's awesome.
So he'll, I'm sure he'll do all that.
And his setup is awesome, really great. I heard the story about how he got that going. That's great.
And I just clicked on a YouTube link with those two Dawn and David in it. And even though it shows on YouTube, as soon as I click it, it said it's been removed. So I don't know why anyone wastes their time. Actually, I should have clicked the BitChute one. But yeah, it's a great setup, yeah, for sure. And he paid somebody to do it, not too much money. And yeah, it's
$200.
And a year into the pandemic, I'm amazed at how many people. There's a lot of people in our community, in the truth community, health community, doctor community, that they do at least two or three interviews a day, and they're still yelling into a bad mic. It just blows my mind. You guys just spend a little bit of time and a little tiny bit of money. Like I'm yelling into a $70 mic now because it came with a stand and all that.
Wait, I thought you had an Audio Technica mic like I do.
No, but it doesn't work with my new box because it's USB. If I needed to get another mic, so I just bought a cheap one with a boom stand, and it has a pop thing. It was $70.
Well, that's why you don't sound as good.
Well, I thought it sounded pretty good.
No,
it's not as good?
No. I mean, it's very good, but it's not like it was before.
Well, it could be all my settings, because now I have about five different settings on the mic. So maybe that needs an adjustment.
So I'm curious, you said that you dropped a load of money. I'm interested to know what a load of money is on your equipment. Can you reveal that?
Yeah, it's the Go XLR.
Hold on.
You can look it up, Go XLR.
Okay, and how much is it? How many beans?
It is $622 Canadian dollars, which is about
500.
Yeah, maybe. It's you can pay half of that for half of the equipment. But I wanted the thing that could do a few extra things, like a few sound effects. So if I wanted to put an echo on, kind of like that, reverberation, if you like that. Just a few little things where I can change the pitch. I don't know if that works.
Oh, you can do your voice more.
Yeah,
so you can
now
be...
I can change my voice a little bit. I don't know.
Good Lord. Good Lord, help us all.
Now I have a voice morpher. There you go.
And now you can't, but you have to use a USB connection. You can't use a typical XLR connection.
No, it needs an XLR connection. Uh-oh. My Audio Technica was a USB one. They have two.
It was?
Ones. Yeah.
I have an Audio Technica that's XLR.
Yeah, they have both.
Oh. Well, go get that Audio Technica mic so you sound good.
All right. Well, maybe I will. I didn't think
or get the Shure SM7B.
Yes.
That's the best mic out there for what you do.
Yeah, that's $500, I think.
$399.
Well, yeah, $500 Canadian. So I'll
Canadian. Right? Yeah. It's just money, and you're not going to have any money. You won't have any money and be happy.
That's right. I'll have to wait till the government issues me a mic every 5 years after I take 25 vaccinations.
Right.
Isn't that going to be the deal?
Something like that.
That's crazy. Okay, so I'll pass out now because I stayed a little longer. So you'll
good chat.
I'll can the broadcast on this end, and then you can send me the whole thing with the rest of your talk.
Yep.
So sorry I talked over you a little too much, Andrew, but...
No, not at all. Great chat.
Yeah, good chat. And thanks for being a donor to fakeologist.com, pretty sure. I don't really keep track of who's still a donor, but I know for sure you were a donor, so I don't really...
Still there.
Oh, I appreciate that. That's very generous.
My pleasure, sir.
I really, really appreciate it. That's fantastic. Do you want to hear my new... Oh, never mind. I had a phone number singer, but that's not really relevant today because we don't really take calls on this broadcast.
No, we don't like calls on this broadcast, no.
No. Well, we should. We should one day.
No, never.
Not on your broadcast. When you come to my broadcast.
Oh, yeah, you can do what you want, but...
Yeah, we should...
I might have to bail if there's people who call in that are just going to disrupt. with their drunken tirades.
Well, we could cut the calls to, or the phone calls to a couple minutes.
Okay. So one last thing. Yeah. You think you're going to go daily soon, huh?
No, not right now.
Okay.
You know, the problem with daily is I can't research or watch anything. I can't do anything else. So I might not get material if I'm always talking. So I don't think I'd have enough material, to be honest with you, unless I had my own research department. So no.
Dude, if you go to I'll tell you right now which ones, you will have an endless parade, a never-ending parade of things to talk about. Uh-huh. Let me give you the channels to subscribe to. There's only four or five.
Channels, first one. Channels where?
On Telegram.
Oh, okay.
Boss_Hogg, Hawga. This guy.
Oh, I'm on that one. Girl. Boss Hogga? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
1,700 posts in the last day.
Right. I haven't looked at that channel since 556.27 posts ago. So I'm on so many
like
Telegram
Jews,
channels. So. I'm on so many Telegram channels that I it's just a mess. I can't keep up. There's way too many.
The next one is Technocracy NWO. That's a very good one.
And I'll take credit for getting you on Telegram because you were hesitant, maybe.
I was, like, some people are vaccine hesitant. I was Telegram hesitant.
But it's huge, isn't it?
I'm just concerned that it's, well, first of all, you have to have notifications off or you're just screwed. You do?
Of course. Actually, it defaults to notifications muted. On
it
every
does?
Channel. Yeah, on mine it does. Maybe it's under settings.
No. I had to turn everyone.
You can selectively mute particular channels you follow.
No, but when you follow a new one, you can tell it to mute it automatically. So when I join a channel, they're all muted.
So yeah, Technocracy NWO is a good one. Okay. The Conspiracy Hole.
You know what I found out that was really weird? So I wanted to see what Lynn Wood has been up to, just for pure like curiosity. I typed in his name into the search bar and nothing popped up. I'm like, is Telegram censoring my Lynn Wood search? I had to like duck go Lynn Wood Telegram to find his channel. It was weird, but anyway.
Oh yeah, I heard that Telegram is censoring, BitChute is censoring, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Well, it's a central server. They can do whatever they want.
Well, they're saying it's because of hate speech.
Well, truth is the new hate speech.
That's right.
Any other so channel? I got those subscribed.
Disclosed.tv?
Yeah, I got that one.
Here's a really good one. Holy crap. D.S.M.P.Nexus. D.S.M.P.Nexus. Space Nexus.
Okay. How'd you find that one?
Oh, my God. This guy creates mind maps of everything like the Q movement, like who runs the world. Oh, my God. Is it good?
I don't think it will last on YouTube. Everything wrong with the Capitol shooting in 21 minutes or less.
Reedy. Yeah, he's into, you know, is the, okay.
Yeah. Please.
There's some protests happening down outside the Capitol.
The simulated riots in D.C. was a powder keg long in the making. The evidence for pre-planning and setting up a situation for a disaster is overwhelming. Paid actors.
We can take that place.
We got more people coming up. Let's get them down here on the track.
I want to confess that I was paid to pretend to protest today.
Did you think that this protest was going to be a pivot point for the narrative? Because I really... No.
Very lame.
But I didn't... Did you? But obviously...
I watched it live.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't think it was going to be the pivot point for turning the American security state inwards? To point towards domestic terrorists.
It was the most lamest false flag I ever saw in my life.
So you didn't think that they were going to make this the 9/11 of 2021?
It was the 9/25. It was nothing. It was like, no. Mm-hmm. So I have one more telegram for you.
Because this is... This is just the major event.
Oh yeah.
I had no idea. I thought it was going to be a pretty good just protest, not even a protest, just a rally more than anything.
Oh, I have so many things to talk about. One of the notes is did you know you can get a mailing list of people who are dissenters, people who are anti Joe Biden, I mean, unbelievable kind of demographic, metagraphic type of things like that. Uh-huh. People who were at the Capitol that day. Did you know you can get that as a mailing list?
No.
Yeah.
From who?
I have the source.
No, but who made it? Who made the mailing list?
There's a mailing list company that has exclusive. Let me see if I can find it real quick. Here we go. Yeah, Republican list. It's called Deep Root Analytics. Deep Root Analytics. And I have the actual, check this out. I have the actual PDF of the list. Here, I'll put it in chat. This is crazy. And scary, very scary, actually.
How do you think they're getting that data?
Exactly.
Unless it's made up.
Mm,
I don't actually know. Think a
I
lot
I used
of...
to be in the mailing list business.
To get the list, I think this is just part of their domestic terrorist atrocity propaganda.
Well, take a look at this article, I'll tell you.
So how would they do it? By like literally like consuming your mobile devices, like location or something?
Yeah. So what happens is there's something called an SDK, which is, again, it's like an API. So if you're an app developer and you want to make money, this Deep Root Analytics will pay you to send back location data to their database.
Wow. That makes sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why these apps are all free.
Yeah, it's all in the terms of service.
Right.
You want to check the box? You're giving your data away to Deep Root Analytics.
And it's the whole – and I've been arguing about this now for almost 20 years. If you got nothing to hide, you got nothing to worry about. Bullshit. It's now going to come down to the fact – there are people right now who have a credit score, a perfect 850 credit score, but because they were at the Capitol protest – that day, they can't get a loan on a car.
Yeah,
that is happening right now.
Are you serious? What?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, who's got a database to like?
Next time you go to a protest, bring a burner phone.
Right. Or don't bring a phone at all.
Well, if you want to record.
Don't go to the protest.
Or don't go to the protest, which is probably the best thing to do.
Although it would have been fun to go to the big rally because it was a big rally. It was
there's 300,000 people apparently.
Who counted?
Well, that's someone has this data in this article. I think it said it was 300,000.
Right. Okay, well, good chat, and I'll get some beauty sleep because I got to get up early to talk to Don and Dave. Hopefully, they make it because I don't get up that early anymore. So I do like my sleep in. So make an exception, but yeah, good links. Good links.
I agree. I'll send them over to you tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Fantastic. I already posted one or two of them on my blog while we were speaking, including that everything wrong with the Capitol shooting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you my mother called me after?
Well, tell me about it.
Well, this was a couple weeks ago. And I think, because I don't watch the mainstream news and she does, I think this whole domestic terrorist narrative started on January 6th.
Oh, yeah.
So she figured I was on the list. So she just told me to be careful.
Wait a minute.
She said,
you mean
stop.
You crossed the border and went to Washington?
No, no, no. She just said, stop doing your research.
You should tell her, you know what, Mom? You're right. I will.
Yeah. But I didn't know exactly where she was coming from, but this is the narrative that's been playing since January 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have that kind of narrative in Canada. We're too busy locking people up that go to Florida when they land in the airplane. But it's a big narrative in the U.S. and this domestic terrorist thing, I suppose. And it was all centered around this pretty lame Capitol shooting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if
this narrative has been floating around for a decade, if not more. The whole domestic terrorism is the next big threat. What does IPS call it? Vanilla ISIS?
That's funny.
Yeah, I haven't listened to him in a while. But yeah, it's really been happening since Oklahoma. Remember that?
Exactly.
You just remind me of Chris Kendall.
Oklahoma City shooting. Oklahoma City bombing. Timothy McVeigh, that Oklahoma.
Do you remember the revelation? That was the big one that Chris talked about with Oklahoma City bombing?
No.
The whole city was bombed. Do you ever hear him talk about that?
The whole city was bombed?
He has a newspaper article that showed all the buildings that were completely leveled, just like on 9/11.
Oh, okay. In that square?
No, it's not square. The entire city was bombed.
Okay.
The entire city's like redone.
For what purpose? Were they like destroying old buildings?
Something like 40-something buildings were completely leveled that day.
Well, you have to find that
one.
I don't remember him saying all that, but.
Well, I did talk to him every week. That's one of the things we talked about.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, I guess.
So I'll put a note. Let's see.
I guess they're using federal dollars to rebuild it. Because I don't think Oklahomans are paying for that.
Well, of course they are.
They don't have any money.
Who does?
Oklahoma. I'm saying.
Why do you say that?
Because the states don't have excess money to rebuild an entire city. They're all federal operations. They're the ones with the fiat currency that can do all this.
You don't know about Andrew? Help me out with this. What's that? Where there's two sets of books for the finances for each town?
Ooh.
Do you remember that one?
Do you think it's enough to rebuild a city? I'm just saying that all operations are federal.
I think every town has like billions of dollars that's unreported.
Mm-hmm. Well, the big operations are definitely federal. I think most people could agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think.
Makes sense.
They're all federal operations. The federal government is out of control. It's way past its mandate in the United States. And they just want it to be even more powerful as time goes on.
But it's all being run out of a studio right now, as we're led to believe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if is that QAnon stuff, or maybe it always was.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, dudes. We'll catch you next call.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks, sir.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Money, money, money.
Must be funny in the rich man's fund. Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support.
It's a rich man's world.